Are you a mobile newbie or more of a digital collaborator? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In a new report, the Pew Internet and American Life Project places American adults into 10 different technology user categories, from the persistently offline to the constantly connected type. One of the biggest differentiators is the level of enthusiasm for mobile communications. Pew says about 39% of Americans are in the vanguard of mobile connectivity. And Pew's John Horrigan says there are five distinct types of users in that group, starting with the mobile newbies.
It's a group that is in their late 50s or mid-50s and mostly women. They've gotten cell phones recently within the past couple of years. They like them a lot. They like them as a way to stay connected with others, mostly through voice phone calling. They don't do a lot of texting or accessing the internet with their mobile device.
Then moving up the sort of mobile nerd chain, you have media movers with 7% of the population.
This group is more oriented toward user-generated content. So they might shoot a video or take a digital picture and pass it on to their social networks using sometimes they're mobile devices and sometimes a laptop.
Then you have 7% of the population who are ambivalent networkers. What's that?
They're a group that is the youngest in the typology, in their late 20s, predominantly male, and they're heavily into using social networking sites, and they're the most active group in terms of using their mobile devices for non-voice data applications, such as texting, such as surfing the internet on their handheld device. While they are very frequently plugged into their social networks electronically, they report worries about being made too available to others. So it's almost as if they're afraid to disconnect because they fear that not being available to their social networks will be a bad thing.
And finally, at the top of the food chain, digital collaborators, 8% of the population. Who are the digital collaborators?
The digital collaborators are the group that really uses these tools most extensively with the highest level of contentment about using the tools and being available to others. The digital collaborators really live the digital lifestyle as a way to create content, share it with others, and this is a creative group, and they're all about expressing it on blogs, on their own web pages.
John, thanks.
You're very welcome, John.
John Horrigan is a researcher at Pew Internet. Yesterday, we aired a story on how folks are getting tricked into paying for bogus antivirus software. That prompted Bruce, a listener from the Twin Cities, to call in with this comment.
I guess what my comment is, it'd be helpful for listeners if you would have included in your piece the names of some of these false programs so we could be watching out for them. Thank you. Bye.
Good point. The general advice is to stick with well-known antivirus programs from the likes of Symantec and McAfee, but we have posted a link to a list of known rogue antivirus programs on our website at futuretense.publicradio.org. To leave a voice comment, like Bruce, call 612-284-1965. 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.